practice all those throws. Uh-oh.
Yeah. Now we've got on a fourth down and three. You got Griff Whalen ready to take the snap. His snap, and actually Colt Anderson is behind him. And what in the world? Flag is down.
What in the world, indeed. Okay, time for one of our favorite segments. We've been talking about it. The Silver Lining with Silver Salingo, West Jordan native, Copper Hills High School football king, big-time defensive lineman for the Utes, now starting on the Super Bowl champion New England Patriots defensive line. Welcome, Silver. Nice to have you again.
Thank you for having me.
So what were you thinking when that was the NBC call of that crazy Colts, fake punt? I mean, they were in the game late third quarter. You guys are only up six. What were you thinking when you saw that play unfold?
I mean, we was ready for them to run another fake because they had run that onside on us.
Right.
And it was just crazy just to see their formation and how they got lined up. You know, we were talking about it after the game, and even our guys that were on the field at that time, they didn't understand what they were trying to do.
Well, first of all, the play was flagged because they didn't line it up correctly. And then, you know, you had a receiver snapping it to a safety, and they go ahead and snap it, even though you guys had, like, three or four guys right there. I mean, it was crazy because the Colts really had played a good game, and then they pull that thing.
Yeah, it was. I mean, I was talking to Bolden. He had made the tackle.
Right.
And he had told me when he was lined up, he said the snapper didn't even know what they were going to do, and he wasn't supposed to snap the ball. And so when they did snap the ball, he said, I guess whoever was under center was shocked that the ball was snapped.
And the coach was, too. They go to the sideline, and Chuck Pagano says, well, why did you snap it? And I think, I don't know, Collinsworth or one of the analysts after the game said, why did you put us in that position? I mean, you got that had to be one of the topics after the game, right? You guys, everybody talking about that.
Yeah, it was bizarre. But we was happy that, you know, we knew they were going to do something, and our coaches put us in the right situation to play that.
Yeah, I mean, again, it's a testimony to your coaching staff that there was no panic. Everybody seemed to know kind of where they were supposed to be. You didn't know what was coming, but everybody on the field, you know, seemed to be prepared. And I just couldn't believe the guy snapped it. I mean, you know, you figure they'd take a penalty and they're okay.
Yeah, that makes two of us.
All right, I got to get into this. I've been talking about you. It looked to me like you got a half a sack. You were in on a sack, but no credit for it in the box score. Did you know that?
I didn't, but, you know,
didn't
I
you,
deserve
didn't,
it.
Do, yeah, I, you I, do.
I missed a big sack that could have ended the drive, and it could have turned into a field goal. So.
Oh, that one when Luck made that nice move and threw the touchdown pass? That's a nice athletic play, though. But you did get that half sack, right? I just want to clear the record.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know if they gave it to me or not, but, you know, I'm just glad that we went out there and got a W.
Right.
You
know, no, I'm just saying they didn't give it to you, but I'm correct in thinking you were in on a sack with I don't know, maybe it was Chandler or somebody.
Yeah, Chandler. Oh yeah, I'll make sure to tell him that was half of mine.
Yeah, I think he stole. I think they gave him a full one for that one. So that's not fair. You don't get an opportunity with what you do, with what your job is, when you do your job for Belichick. You're not supposed to get a ton of sacks, so you got to take advantage of it.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, let me ask you about the buzz before the game. Obviously, Deflategate, everybody talked about it. The NBC announcers referenced it a bunch of times, and there was an extra buzz. And so you kind of got that out of the way. I mean, that was the kind of the buzz all week, that there was a little bit extra special, even though you guys, nobody's going to admit that. But and same thing for the Colts. I mean, everybody knew there was a different kind of a feeling with that week, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a very emotional game when we went out and played on Sunday. Everybody was pretty excited, and, you know, we felt like we had something to play for that game.
And Tom Brady, obviously not happy. And you guys scored 30 or whatever, 34, and he was not happy. I think his dad wanted 60 points. And is that kind of what you read from the body language and the things he said after the game? He said they left a lot of plays out there, and he's just not he's not happy with the way the offense played.
Yeah, definitely both sides of the ball. I mean, we both left a lot of plays out there that we could put ourselves in better situations with and succeed a little better. But, you know, overall we got that W, and that's all that matters.
Yeah, I mean, week to week, the league is difficult. All right, let's pivot. I'll get back to Jets week in a minute. But your alma mater, man, number three in the country now. They took care of Arizona State in the rain, nice warm rain here. What's that feel like for you? Another big week where you can puff up your chest and just do some collegiate trash talking, right?
I mean, it's pretty exciting to see Utah go out there and do what they've been doing every Saturday. And, you know, actually, Omar Bolden for the Denver Broncos, their kick returner. You know, me and him was talking a little smack before the game because he went to ASU. And we was talking a little smack about how they were going to get beat, and, you know, we was going back and forth. So it was pretty exciting to watch the game. I stayed up the whole night to watch the game, and, you know, I caught every second of it.
Yeah, Arizona State, you know, they had a rough start, but they've kind of gotten things together, and they kind of owned the Utes. They'd won 11 in a row. And then, you know, the defense really, really played well. I mean, they stopped drives. They made plays when they had to. That D-line, I know you're focused on Lowell, Otulele, and Hunter and those guys, and you got to be really proud of what that front group is doing.
Oh, definitely. You know, I'm proud, you know, how Coach Pease has gotten these boys to play. I mean, watching these guys every Saturday, watching them go in and out, you know, no matter what the situation is, you know, they go out there and they play very hard. You know, they got a good secondary to complement their front seven. You know, their linebacker corps, you know, they help them a lot, you know, with picking up other gaps. You know, defensive line, they cause a lot of disruption inside there. So it's exciting to see all that happen.
Silver Salinga with us on the Silver Lining. Of course, the former Ute and current Super Bowl champion New England Patriot joining us as he does every Tuesday here on TK in the Midday. What does it say for Coach Pease, who comes in, you know, and part of the coordinator purge, people leaving and people coming in, and that defense doesn't miss a beat, and the kids love him. He's an old guy, but he likes to have fun. He's got more energy than a lot of the younger coaches. What makes him so special?
You know, I think a lot of coaches, you know, the special ones have it, and the other ones, you know, that's what they're missing is, you know, they know how to connect with the players. And that's the big thing with Coach Pease is, you know, Coach Pease is old school football, old school everything. But when it comes to connecting with his players, and, you know, you feel the love from Coach Pease. So it makes those players want to go out there every Saturday and get everything they got, because they know that the man that's coaching them has their back every single play. And that's what I think why these guys are playing lights out. You know, they're trusting each other. They're trusting the scheme or the defense that Coach Pease is running. And they're trusting Coach Pease, putting them in the right position to succeed out there. You know, and I think that, you know, all of them are buying in, and that's the reason why they're succeeding so well right now.
And now here comes another, you know, every week it's a big week. They go to the Coliseum. They get USC. USC obviously in a state of turmoil with Coach Sark out the door, and then they go and give up 41 at Notre Dame. And I mean, but they still have athletes, and they're still going to play. And
yeah,
you know, Coach Witt was talking about how they have so much talent up and down. But going to USC, going to the Coliseum, a special trip for the Utes.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, USC is going to be good. They always have athletes. You know, USC is USC. You know, they're always going to have playmakers on their team. And so, I mean, I'm sure Utah knows that going into this game, no matter who the head coach is, that they're still the players are going to play. You know, and they got to get prepared for, you know, the athletes that USC has.
Yeah, and it's kind of role reversal. Normally, you're going into USC trying to shock the world, trying to upset them, trying to ruin their national championship run, and now it's the Utes who are right on. You know, they're right on track to go to the Pac-12 championship and maybe make it to the playoffs. I mean, they hold their own cards. They're, you know, controlling their own destiny, which is very rare. And it's USC, the Trojans, trying to spoil things. That's very strange.
Yeah, it's exciting to see. I mean, it's exciting to see Utah in the position they are. You know, I sit back and I look at it, I'm like, man, there's not many teams that can talk crap to me. And I'm like, you know, everybody in my locker room, nobody can say one word to me. And it's exciting to see, you know, just all the success that Utah's having right now. you know, and I hope they could, you know, keep their foot on the gas pedal and just keep going and, you know, keep grinding this out one game at a time.
Yeah, so they go to USC, and then they come home on Halloween to take on Gary Anderson's Oregon State team. It's not quite ready. They just don't have quite have the players. But then they go back out, and it's Gronk time because they got Arizona. And so it's going to be Utah-Arizona week with you and Gronk.
Oh, yeah. I'll definitely say something to him.
He likes to talk it, doesn't he?
Yeah, he's a different kind of person. He's a happy dude.
Do you think there's much respect from him for the Utes? Or there will be?
I don't know. We'll find out. We haven't really been talking about that game yet. You know, I'll probably start dropping little hints down when I walk by him in the hallways.
All right. Well, and for you guys, it's Jets week. Normally, that means Rex Ryan, and, you know, he's blowing smoke from down in the Big Apple. But now it's Todd Bowles, and this is a legit defense. This guy knows how to scheme. So it's certainly Jets week. There's no love lost, but there is a different type of respect, I imagine, this year from all other years.
Yeah, I mean, the Jets are doing well right now. I mean, they got a good defense. Their run game is doing really well. You know, their quarterback is doing a good job leading their offense and putting them in the right situations to win. You know, and we know this is going to be a tough week for us. You know, especially this is a conference game between us. So, I mean, you know, this is a very important for us to take the next step.
And it's home, and that's, you guys have been on the road a lot. How much fun is it to play at Gillette in a really physical battle with the Jets? I'm sure that home crowd gives you a little bit of extra juice as the game goes on, doesn't it?
Oh, it's exciting. You know, I love playing at home. You know, we played on the road the past couple of weeks, and it's exciting to actually be at home this week and have the fans behind us and have them cheering us on as we go out there. It's a lot better than all the boos.
Yeah, and you know you got Ivory on the other end. He's I think leads the NFL in rushing, and he's serious. That's an offensive line that's opening up holes, and you know that's one of your main responsibilities is to, you know, get in the way and just stuff that run game. So big responsibility on you this week.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, he does a real good job. I remember playing him last year and noticing how he ran the ball, and I have a lot of respect for that running back. He runs hard, he's shifty, he doesn't come down easy, and so, you know, we'll have a big test this week against the Jets.
Yeah, and finally, it's, you know, it's a chance to see Darrell Revis, and I'm wondering, to me, I don't know, he's about the money, he's a businessman, he's made that plain. I'm wondering if maybe there wasn't a little bit of a surprise from some of you guys that he didn't want to come back like Tom Brady has done and other guys, maybe take a little less, but have a chance to be a part of, you know, a repeat Super Bowl championship or a part of a team continuing to roll and chase Super Bowls. Were you a little surprised looking back that he didn't feel more of an allegiance to being part of something?
You know, it would have been nice to have him back, but, you know, you got to do what you got to do, and we understand the business aspect of this organization, and you know, it is what it is. You just gotta work with what you got and keep moving.
Yeah. And my last question before you cut you loose and let you get on back to your work week: what do you do as the week goes on to, you know, kind of chill out? And I know you got a place right in the shadows there of Gillette Stadium, and like, what does Silver do to get away during a home week? We don't have to worry about traveling, but you got to, you know, do your homework, obviously, and be ready. What do you do to chill?
Just relax with my girlfriend. You know, we'll probably go catch a movie later on this week, you know, try to kick back a little bit, just relax before the game. And, you know, we got a bunch of family coming in this weekend, so we're pretty excited. And that helps also with getting my mind off of football and relaxing a little bit.
A lot of people coming in from Utah?
Yeah.
Awesome. That's good to hear. That's good to hear that the SLC will be represented well at Gillette Stadium. And of course, Saturday, you know, at, let's see, it's 7:30 your time, I think, is the Utes and USC. So I know what you'll be doing.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Hey, Silver, thanks so much. Appreciate your joining us on the Silver Lining. Look forward to talking to you next week after Jets week. And it's a quick turnaround week, so we'll have to work out your schedule because I know you play at home Thursday night against Miami. We'll work something out. But continued success. Good luck. Stay healthy. And look forward to talking to you next week.
All right. Thank you for having me. Okay.